Welcome back to WTBU News. Here's tonight's New England report. As cases in Mass continue to rise at an alarming rate, Governor Charlie Baker charged people under 30 with the majority of the blame for the recent surges. In a press conference Tuesday evening, Baker said those under 30 are responsible for 37% of new cases, compared with just 18% for those over 60. This is a reversal of culpability from the start of the pandemic, when seniors made up 42% and young adults 15%. The governor urged the liable demographic to, quote, stop hosting big parties, unquote, in the most dire terms heard since cases began to rise, and cited last week's statistics that showed youth hockey accounted for at least 110 additional cases. Executive Director of the Massachusetts Public Health Association, along with other leaders in public health, have expressed some skepticism about the allegation, saying those under 30 are largely essential workers and there is no data to substantiate accusing them of reckless behavior. They continue to call for more detailed data on virus spread, particularly in workplaces, as they have in recent weeks. Baker and State Health Secretary Mary Lou Sutters said the state plans to answer the growing calls for virus data transparency by adding details about new clusters to the weekly coronavirus reports, and to strengthen combative efforts by reinvesting in contact tracing and cracking down on large social gatherings. He also noted major failures in the contact tracing system, which he blamed largely on, quote, lack of cooperation, unquote, from adults in the hockey world.
The search for a missing goat named Blossom is underway in Massachusetts with a reward of $11,000. Blossom, a goat at the Winslow Farm Animal Sanctuary in Norton, was last seen on October 24th around 11:30 a.m. Founder Deborah White told NBC Boston that she believes that Blossom was stolen from the sanctuary during a busy day at the farm, as she said that there was no way that the goat could have escaped on her own. Nearly two dozen volunteers searched for Blossom on the day of her disappearance, and the reward for finding the goat has been raised from $1,000 to $11,000. Anyone with information is urged to contact the farm through Facebook Messenger or via phone.
The shopping center Market Street in Lynnfield, Massachusetts, has put restrictions on shoppers under 18. Children under 18 have been prohibited from visiting Market Street Shopping Center after 6 p.m. without an adult. 2 weeks ago, the shopping center had first put an 8 p.m. restriction on shoppers, but has pushed the curfew to 6 p.m. instead. Market Street released a statement saying that people under 18 have not been following COVID restrictions that have been put in place by state government and health departments. Shop owners fear that this restriction could impact sales at the shopping center, adding more economic hardship due to the pandemic.
On Wednesday afternoon, the Boston Athletic Association announced that the 2021 Boston Marathon will not be held on its yearly Patriots Day date. The organization is planning to reschedule the marathon to a later date in the fall and says they will be making plans to announce the new date by the end of 2020. The Massachusetts coronavirus reopening plan prohibits road races until the state can enter Phase 4, and thus far, only lower-risk communities have moved to Phase 3, while many communities in and around Boston remain in Phase 2. By shifting their focus to a fall date rather than an altered plan for a spring date, the CEO of the BAA hopes that they'll be able to continue to work with stakeholders to create an adjusted in-person experience both for runners and supporters. The brain power that was going towards the altered spring experience will now be put towards Plan B ideas for the spring, including a weekend date or a reduced field size that would interact with fewer communities in the greater Boston area. This previous year, the Boston Marathon virtual experience had 15,972 participants compared to the typical 31,500 runners in Boston, so getting numbers back up in the safest possible manner remains the top priority for the BAA.
Students at Assumption University in Worcester say the LGBTQ+ community has been feeling increasingly uneasy about the school's environment because of the administration's recent behavior. According to two LGBTQ+ sophomores, the trouble started last week with an email from the campus ministry containing a voting guide for students in which the United States Conference on Catholic Bishops Faithful Citizenship Program used offensive language and equated same-sex marriage with racism and war crimes. Some professors and alumni publicly condemned the university for the content of the email, and a group of students set out to support the queer community in chalk drawings and messages on the sidewalks on campus. Campus police arrived on the scene and ordered them to erase any messages, including the word gay. An Assumptions spokesman called the incident a misunderstanding on Tuesday and said the police were acting against the university's instructions. In a campus-wide email, campus ministry director Deacon Paul Covino said, quote, "As a Catholic university, we sometimes find ourselves in the tension that can exist between church teaching and our loving support of those who find aspects of church teaching to be challenging," unquote. Students were disgruntled with the email, especially because Pope Francis announced his support of same-sex civil unions last week.
Ned Lamont, Connecticut governor, added Massachusetts to the travel advisory list on Tuesday. The new guidelines for people traveling from Massachusetts to Connecticut must test negative for COVID or quarantine 14 days. The average positive test rate is 1.7%. New cases are above 1,000, and these numbers are similar to rates around the time of May this year. Andrew Cuomo, New York State governor, says that restricting travel between bordering states is not, quote, practically viable. He tells residents not to travel to other states if it is not necessary, naming Massachusetts along with a list of northeastern states. This travel restriction is one that Governor Baker does not agree with, saying that Connecticut and New York governors are making a mistake in regard to this restriction. Baker also states that due to Massachusetts' high travel rates during Thanksgiving, people should limit gatherings to help stop the increase of cases.
The population of the North Atlantic right whale, which is an endangered species, has dipped to less than 370. According to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, the population estimate for the whales as of January 2019 was 366, while it was 412 the previous year. The whales are a major focus of conservation efforts as they have high mortality rates and low reproductive rates. The whales are also at risk of ship collisions and risk being entangled in fishing nets. The dip in population for the whales was brought up by conservation groups earlier this week, and the species has been federally protected since 1972 after its population was destroyed due to the commercial whaling era.
On behalf of Alex Corey, Amanda Schneider, Grace Ramey, Hannah Barron, and Sammy Grobman, I'm Will Andronico, and we'll be right back with your national news headlines.